The following is the conclusion of a discussion by His Divine Grace Satsarup Das Goswami, recorded on December 22, 1980 in Washington, D.C., regarding the meetings of several GBC members with Srila Sridhar Maharaj in Navadvip, India, on October 21, 1980.
There is only a little bit left of the conversation. Sridhar Maharaj said that the GBC will gain its power by dealing with magnanimity with the acharyas and their disciples. He said, of course you haven't heard this yet on the tape, this time I'm speaking and then you'll hear it for yourself. He will say that it is a hard nut, a bitter pill for the disciples to swallow, seeing that their guru has been reprimanded. So leave posterity with the positive record of activities. So thinking like that, he asked them to carry out his advice. He said, it is divine. That is, to err is human, but to forgive is divine. Then he said, very significantly, that the duty of a friend is to conceal the defect and rather show the glorious or bright side of a friend to the public. That is the real test of friendship. And then he finally said, do like that. That is my advice. That is my request in the name of Swami Maharaj. Be generous. So when he says Swami Maharaj, that is his way of saying Srila Prabhupada. After that, you'll hear on the tape all the devotees very happily make obeisances and say Jai. And then Sridhar Maharaj concludes saying, all will embrace, if you take this line of action, this sincere or loving dealings, all will embrace. He said, we are preachers of love and affection, so we must deal with ourselves in that light. And then, after obeisances and good expressions, the last thing he says is, I want to embrace you all.
Governing way to capture more hold, more affection of the acharya, of the disciples, of the posterity, your generation. Your future generation will see a very good way of the governing body. Governing body will gain its power. GBC will gain its power by dealing magnanimously to us, acharya, the followers are there, the acharya, who it is very hard not, a very bitter pill to swallow that their acharyas are punished in any way. Hard not. A bitter pill to the posterity. Thinking that you will do. It is divine. A bee is divine. R is human. The R should be concealed. It is the duty of a friend to conceal the defects of the friend and to show the glorious, the bright side to the family. That is the real test of friendship. Do like that. This is my advice, my entry, my request to you in the name of Swami Maharaj.
Hi, hi, Bo.
Generous. And it would be better if you call GBC here the land of magnanimity. Udar. Mahaprabhu is Udarya Bhagavan. Sri Krishna Madhurjamai and Udarjamai of Mahaprabhu. The Lord of Adi. Yes.
We had concluded that downstairs, that it would be better if those who have not, who still have some question, they could come here. They could speak with you. And Hansadutta Maharaj, he will also stay here for some time.
I am of course here. Hansadutta Maharaj, where is he?
Here I am.
Yes, you have to wait for some time.
Detention.
Yes,
with you.
That, not detention. Not detention. Request.
I'm only joking.
Request.
Mm-hmm. Now we'll call Ramaswar.
My detention, if you like it to say so.
We'll call Ramaswar Maharaj and some others, and they can also speak with you.
Because we should also be present. Let them be present. It will be a happy thing. All will embrace one another.
Yeah, right.
Everything will vanish. All anomaly will vanish.
Right.
We are preachers of love and affection. We must deal with ourselves in that light. That is very happy and practical. Is it not?
Right.
Then, now we can.
Jai Shri Rishwami Maharaj.
Jai Maharaj ki.
Jai.
Jai Shri Bandagi, Ajad ki Bandagi.
Jai.
Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai.
I think it's very encouraging for everyone to hear how our spiritual uncle, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, dealt with the problem. And I think he probably also appreciated the devotional response of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, who always are looking to do the right thing. So we feel that he acted on behalf of Srila Prabhupada in giving us a good, right, Krishna-conscious solution. So, just in closing, reiterate the point that Sridhar Maharaj said that we should not take these discrepancies so seriously, but we should forgive and forget, to err as human, to forgive as divine. So for myself, I also took part in the censuring of the certain members, so I feel I also have to get some divine forgiveness for making error. So, and those who are still critical and skeptical, they also should forgive and ask to be forgiven for the error of insisting too much on legal justice when we are advised by a friendly a senior Vaishnava that this is a time for coming together and covering faults out of our predominant mood of Krishna consciousness. Of course, the tendency to be hard-hearted, as cynical as there, perhaps especially in the Westerners, and you may take these sentiments as too soft-hearted. But the devotee, he is soft as a rose and hard as a thunderbolt. And this time we're asked to be very soft. And this is certainly the way to be amongst the Vaishnavas. So I just request those who follow my instructions, which I am repeating, either as I have heard verbatim from Srila Prabhupada or as best I can understand to represent him, that you not cultivate any rumors that any of our gurus are not actually gurus. This is very bitter pill kind of talk for the disciples. Don't take part in this, and rather take part in the spirit that all the devotees here finally took up, as you heard at the end of the tape. Hare Krishna. Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.